You can go through the woods and there's a little type plant, you know, you can break the stem and call it milkweed, and milk-like pus comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the root of it is like 50 times stronger than X-Lax. And I've seen a man almost shit himself to death. I tell you how fast it works. Luke likes to slip this to people. Like, you be drinking a beer, I always take my beer wherever I go, and they like to rub it, the juice along the stem of the top of the beer can. You get it, you know? I always, you know, make sure what my beer was, what I drank, and I pop my own top and I check it. You know, you don't, Luke has nobody that he won't do this to. You know, like Wyman, like, Wyman runs political office quite a bit. I don't think he ever won. But he's real crooked, though, you know, and everybody kind of knows it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Wyman weighed about 280 pounds. Luke slipped it to him. He went down to about 165. I'll tell you how fast it worked. What was Wyman was saying? Mr. did it. Luke, they were all sitting around. Now, a lot of these people go on drinking binges. You know, they might not drink for a month. Then they might drink for two or three, mm-hmm. you know. They go on binges, you know. So they were sitting around drinking beer. By the time he turned it up, and he heard something go plonk. It was that root hitting the bottom of the can. He looked down in there and saw that summit. He said, "God damn, Luke, not me." And before he could get to the house, he done shit all over himself. That's how fast it works. You can't get your britches down fast enough. I mean, you know, it works that fast. And he'll slip that stuff. And I've seen him mess up a lot of people, boy. You know, you might stay in the pot for a week. Just constantly, and it makes you sick, you'll throw up, mm. you know, it won't kill you. Well, if you really got a dose of it, it might mm. kill you, but those people are so rough, you know, mm-hmm. you know, it's not, it won't kill them, but it'll sure cure them, you know, and let's see, Luger, you know, they call him Luke the Spook, like, Luke, you know, Luger call up Carl, and he said, "Carl, you gonna come get me?" Carl said, "Yeah, I'll be over in a minute." Carl's not dependable at all, so he said, "Luke, you gonna come get me?" Luke would say, ask Carl and Carl and Carl say, "Yep." "And you ain't lying to me now, are you?" Says, "Nope." Says, "You come to get me?" Carl said, "Yep." And Luke would say, "Well now, don't make me spook you, son." That's his boy now. Carl's his son. And "Don't make me spook you, son." And if Carl don't go get him, Carl sleeps in his car. Because he don't want his old man out there tearing it up. When he says you're spooky, he'll get you. That's what I mean. He might not get you today. He might not get you tomorrow. But he'll get you. Because he owes you one. Mm-hmm. You know? He never did me because I was careful. I watched Sugar. You know? And, but he would, though, boy. Carl sleep out in that car. Because he was afraid. The old man go out there and sabotage it in some way. And all. But, they got some crazy people out there. I wish you'd meet half of them. Shoot. Like, cursing. Like I said, you know, Gypsy sold him a mule, and slide the pump up, and pump this joker up, make him look healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Said 40 days without the joker be flat. You know? And he'd be chasing that Gypsy down, trying to, with his knife, trying to cut him, telling him, you know, let's go. And, And then, Mr. telling you about downtown, he lived down here. He said he'd be sitting in the third grade, I think. And I think the principal or the teacher was going to beat him one day, kept cutting class. And his mama went over and told him, "If you ever laid a hand on him, that'd be your last day." And that was Eddie. Or was it Allie? I think it's Allie. And he used to sit out back by the window, just right at the window all day. This is Martha left school down there. And he said he'd be sitting in there, be teaching. He'd sit out the window, sit by the window, so he could spit his back out, you know, and stuff like that. All right. Said when the teacher wasn't looking, he'd slide over the windowsill and on down to the ground, run out and get up under them houses, smoke cigarettes all day and chew tobacco and all that junk. But they had a good time. I can't remember half the stories, there were so many of them.